Chapter 1. Politics. Introduction. Everybody knows Big Ben, the clock tower. A lot of people think the clock tower is called Big Ben, but in fact, Big Ben is the name of the bell inside the clock tower. Big Ben is part of the UK's Parliament building, which is known as the Houses of Parliament. It is said that Big Ben was named after Sir Benjamin Hall, who was involved in the rebuilding of the Houses of Parliament after a fire. The tower's name was changed to Elizabeth Tower in 2012 to celebrate the Diamond Jubilee of Queen Elizabeth II, celebrating her 60 years on the throne. This tower has been a major attraction for foreign tourists. However, we should not forget that it is also a symbol of the UK's parliamentary democracy, which was the model for the parliamentary systems of many countries, including Japan. An outline of the British political system. The UK has the most famous and popular royal family in the world, but their power is limited by the Constitution. This system is called a parliamentary democracy under a constitutional monarchy. In this system, the monarch, king or queen, is the head of state, while the prime minister is the head of government. In Parliament, there are two chambers, a system called the bicameral system. The two chambers are the House of Commons and the House of Lords. This system has been adopted by other countries, especially those that were once part of the British Empire. The US is one of them. History. The British parliamentary system started with the Magna Carta in 1215, which restricted the power of King John. In the 1330s, the House of Lords and the House of Commons were founded. Charles I tried to suppress Parliament, where many Puritan gentry held power. This led to the Puritan Revolution, 1642, and surprisingly, Charles I was executed. He was the only British monarch ever to be executed. A republic led by Oliver Cromwell was created, but it did not last long. In 1660, Charles II returned to the throne, and then James II became king. James II was Catholic and insisted on the divine right of kings and ignored Parliament. Angry members of Parliament deposed him. This incident is called the Glorious Revolution, 1688, because no blood was shed. James II's daughter, Mary, and her Dutch husband, William, became queen and king, and signed the Bill of Rights. This confirmed the power of Parliament over the king. People who supported strong royal power became known as Tories, and those who supported parliamentary power became known as Whigs. This was the beginning of the Conservative, Tory Party, and the Liberal, Whig Party. George I was invited from Germany as the first king of the House of Hanover. To help this German-speaking king, Robert Walpole, of the Whig Party, became the first prime minister and formed his cabinet in 1721. In this way, the monarchy and parliament were incorporated into a united political system.